Welcome to In Depth, a PSA program here on all Lotus stations. And I'm Ian Sorensen, your host. It's wonderful to have these gentlemen in the studio, Troy Regas and Jim McClain. Big Jim is in the studio as well, talking about a toy run that's been going on for Troy. How long has it been going on for?
Well, it was started in 1980.
1980.
Right.
My gosh. So almost 40 years.
Yep.
That's crazy. Well, that's cool. So what inspired you to start this?
Well, I actually didn't start it. I took it over 26 years ago.
Okay.
So not quite the 40 I've been doing it, but I'm a biker, been biking my whole life. And when I saw this and the way it was going, it was time to take it over and make it a better event for everybody. You know, donate more toys, donate cash to charities, et cetera.
Okay. That's beautiful. So how does a toy run actually work?
Well, you have a starting location where everyone meets. Everyone brings a toy on their motorcycle. We go in a parade through town. At the end, you drop your toy off. And then from there, we take all the toys to a sorting place where we sort for needy families. But it's basically a motorcycle event. We all come together on our motorcycles, and we all bring toys.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, Jim,
yes.
I mean, how long have you been a part of this as well?
Only 15, 16 years.
Only 15, 16.
You know, the interesting thing about this, it is put on by motorcycle folks. It is put on by the Northern Nevada Confederation of Motorcycle Clubs.
Right.
Which is pretty much most of the clubs, as well as a lot of independents in our area.
Okay.
It is specifically to help the kids in our area. The toys don't go. I mean, we help Lyon County. We help Story County. We help Carson. We, of course, help
Washoe. Naturally.
But it is the main thing is to help kids in our area, as well as other charities. We give away, let's not on the back of this. I think last year we gave away $20,000.
Yeah, we've been giving away $20,000, I think, for at least 10 years. Before that, it might have been a little less. And we've kind of got stuck at the 20, and we're looking to do more this year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So giving $20,000 to just various nonprofits, which ones specifically? Can you name any names?
Sure.
Well, we have the therapeutic horses.
Children's Cabinet.
Oh, Children's Cabinet is fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
There's veterans.
The VRC, Veterans Resource Center.
Right.
But it's normally 10. We give them all about $2,000. You know, hopefully we'll have a really good year this year and give them all $3,000.
All right.
That's
the hope.
That's kind of our goal.
That's cool. So how can people get involved with this toy run? When is it? Where is it? That sort of thing.
Well, it's December 8th, and it leaves from Reno Harley-Davidson, but you can go down there starting on Black Friday and buy tickets or drop off toys at Reno Harley-Davidson, and that's Monday through Friday when they're open. And then December 8th, we have toy drop-offs. If you go to the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs all over Reno and Sparks where we have boxes out, you can drop off toys. We try to sort them about a week before and deliver them about a week before Christmas.
Very cool. And do you have like an age range you're kind of aiming for? Does it really matter? Does it kind of like run?
Well, that's the hard part. Normally, people bring toys for, you know, little kids and the hard part is the older kids. So,
right.
You know, we're looking for toys for older kids, you know, gift certificates, anything, not clothes items, because it's really hard to figure out what size they wear, stuff like that.
True enough.
For us. But we're looking for things other than teddy bears, you know, things that kids can play with. We get a crud load of teddy bears.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, okay. Unless you're, you know, a low age group, that doesn't go very far to meet our demand.
Yeah. So think about like preteens, teenagers, think about even if you have to Google it, what would they like?
Well, for things like that, we're talking about maybe gift cards.
Gift cards are a way to go.
Evil Old Walmart is a perfect place to go for, you know, for gift cards.
Yeah.
Things like that, as well as we have, in fact, we have one club in our organization that have last year and this year they're concentrating on pads.
Oh,
so that they can really
so like tablets and stuff like that.
So they can really help out, be a real force in our community.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So people should get involved. And again, as you said, I mean, even if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can still donate a toy.
It is motorcycle folks putting it together for motorcycle folks, but the need is so strong in our area that it doesn't make any difference whether you ride a motorcycle or not. If you would like to help a kid, I know there's a lot of organizations out there that are doing things for, you know, for kids Christmas time, and we are another one.
Yeah.
But we help kids that kind of fall through the cracks.
Right.
I can remember, you know, going downtown to some of the motels and trying to find those kids that really without this help would have nothing at all.
Yeah. So going for those kids who are in dire need. And Troy, I mean, is there a story even from you? Like, can you think of something specific about how this affected you?
We do quite a bit, like through the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs. And just tell you, we've had families call us that couldn't afford their insulin, their shots.
Oh, man.
To get from here to Davis, you name it. We've helped pay the way, buy their medication, give them toys. Their houses burned down. We've come up for toys for the whole family. Anybody out there who's in a great need, they can go to the Northern Nevada Confederation of Clubs website and they can look us up and tell us what they have going on. You know, we need to know the age of the boy, girl. You know, we don't want to give a 14-year-old a teddy bear,
right?
That's kind of the hard part. So we do also go out and buy stuff because we don't get enough for the teenagers.
Okay, so really stress the teenagers if you're going to give to this thing.
You bet you. You bet you.
That'd be a good idea.
Again, this is the CLC, Confederation of Clubs, is an organization that comes together for several reasons. Number one, we come together as a charity group. I was mentioning somebody the other day that there are very few weeks in a year that I don't go to some type of benefit through the COC, whether it is for someone who is who got in a motorcycle accident to someone who can't pay their bills, or someone who are having problems with medical. You know, we try to get together so that we can help our community.
Exactly. And you do it on a really regular basis. It's pretty nuts. Every single
weekly.
Week, you said.
Yeah.
Really regular basis is an understatement.
Yeah, true enough. So, people need to take advantage and participate in this toy run. And also, the money that you give to other organizations, does that just come from, like, public donations?
Yeah, so this run, we could not put it on without our sponsors. Our sponsors are our partners in this. Without our partners, like, let me tell you what, without them coming forward and donating money to help pay for the whole event, you know, when you come on the toy run itself, you buy a ticket, you get a T-shirt, you get a meal, you get a run pin. Well, that all costs us money.
Right.
So we don't get a lot of money out of the ticket sales. But without the sponsors, we wouldn't have the $20,000 every year to donate. And I hope you go to the Northern Nevada Confederation Club's website and you look at our sponsor list. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 200 sponsors. Like,
wow.
It barely fits on a shirt anymore.
We've got folks that are our partners, everything from of course, Reno Harley and Battleborn Harley and Carson City Motorsports to real estate folks to.
Yeah. Runs the whole list.
Yeah, Walmart.
car places.
You
name
betcha.
It.
So it is people stepping up to trying to help our community.
Beautiful. And if anybody's with a company, a local business is listening right now, and you're not a part of this, make yourself a part of it.
You betcha.
That easy.
Again, it is for it's for the kids in our community.
All right. The toy run is December 8th.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Anything else you want to mention, Troy?
Yeah, we are now also a 501c3, which helps some people donate to us. Before, we weren't. So we're really, we just established that about a month ago. So we're really going to go after people next year. Our goal here at this Reno Toy Run has been for years to donate $100,000 a year plus toys to the local community.
Okay.
We're hoping to hit 30 this year, but we're really going to go after you next year with our 501c.
So brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves.
That's right.
All right. Jim and Troy, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Ian.
It.